Hasn't been the best start for the Queensland Reds in the Super Rugby, and a man who would love it to turn around and the key player, Anthony Fainga, joins us. Anthony, you need to start winning, mate. You're back home this next round, which is good. Good morning.
Yeah. Well, firstly, good morning. Absolutely, and it's one of our key things that we've sort of spoken about, and one of our key objectives is obviously to get a win. We need it to turn around. We've got a lot of players coming back, but still, there's no excuses for what's happened in the last previous week. So for us, it's really about winning firstly, and then obviously bringing those fans that we've had, the diehards, for such a long time, bringing them back and giving them something to celebrate.
You're getting some big guns back too, Anthony. That must be a nice feeling at training, knowing that that's going to, you know, you walk out from the tunnel with those big guns back.
Absolutely, and I think it doesn't matter who puts on a red jersey. I think there is an onus on the player and the individual to perform, and I think we get some great players back, but at the same time, we need to play as a team. No individual is going to win us a game. It's obviously, I don't want to use the cliche, but it is. It's a game of 15 blokes that'll win us the rugby game. So for us, we need to work together as a team. No individual's going to win this game. If we don't work together as a team, we won't win it. The Lions are a good outfit. They've travelled from South Africa. They had a really good win against the Melbourne Rebels last week. So they'll be red hot. They'll be ready to go.
Yeah, Anthony, it sounds like you've taken ownership of what's happened, and very much it's a team thing to move beyond it.
Absolutely, and I think obviously with the guys coming back in, it does give the team a boost. And I think that individually it gives everyone that secret kind of ability to go, oh geez, we've got some good players back, and and it gives some encouragement. Obviously, those guys that did fill in for those spots, it gives them experience. So at the same time, it was really good for the team, but obviously it wasn't a great result that we were getting. It's time to play football now. We've got a 5-week block that we've spoken about. So we've just come off a bye and we've got 5 games. So for us, it's really making sure that we perform well over these next 5 weeks and try to get back-to-back wins.
And well, James O'Connor comes onto the wing. Quade Cooper comes into the playmaking position, I imagine, the number 10 jersey. So how much work has Quade been able to do, say, in the past week, Anthony, with the team?
Oh, Quade's fantastic. Obviously, he spends a lot of time when he was in rehab. Both James and what we do really well is the guys that are in rehab and the guys that aren't playing, they stay in touch with the team. So, right. Quade, anyone that's been injured, have always been really close and in touch with the team. They just haven't been able to do the running and the actual physical stuff out on the field. So I think Quade will come back and, yeah, he'll do his job really well, and that's all we need. We just need him to perform and do what he does best, because I know as a 12, I just need him to add his best, because outside of that, if he can put me through some holes or if he can work any magic, that's fantastic for me, and that's fantastic for any centre or winger outside of him. So, Quade at his best is fantastic. Obviously, with James O'Connor on the wing, it's fantastic for him to be back. At the same time, it would be really good for him to get some good game time and getting him back to his best.
Yeah, Anthony, the Lions, mate, it was a big comeback against the Rebels on the weekend, so they're tough.
Absolutely, and it's a never-say-die team. A team that you thought was out, a missed kick from right in front. They run 100 metres nearly and they score a try. This is a team that sort of plays like they've got nothing to lose. So for us, it's very similar. So, they're running out of their own half. They're doing stuff that you're not expecting. So we really have to be on our game this weekend. And for us, it's just making sure that we don't give them anything. We sniff out any, when they're exiting, we make sure that we're just not assuming that they're going to just kick and kick for the line. We don't assume anything. We have to come out there with some real intent to get stuck into these guys.
Anthony Carmichael's got one more week of suspension before he's back. All the drama surrounding that, apart from losing him on the field, has that affected the squad?
Absolutely not. I think Carmichael's handled himself very well. Yeah, before this, he's obviously renamed vice captain of the team. He's, shows a lot of leadership and he's a professional. Carmichael's been fantastic. He's came straight back into training, and it's like nothing's happened. So for us, it's just rugby's rugby. What happens outside of the rugby field stays off the field. We make sure that when we get in there, the doors are shut. We get in there, and it's work time. It's not like any other job. We just get in there, we get the work done. It's obviously that his outside influence has been drawn into the team, but to be really honest, it hasn't affected anyone except for probably him and his family. And we were lucky enough that we could support him, and hopefully we felt like he had a lot of support from the players, and it's been a really good experience. It's been really good for us to get him back. So getting his bubble himself back, and he'll fit in the mould fantastically when he gets back.
Good on you, Anthony. Play well on Friday, mate.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, lovely to chat with Anthony Fainga. It's the Queensland Reds taking on the Lions Friday night at Suncorp, so a home game.
Yep, $1.36 the Queensland Reds hot favourites against the travelling Lions, $3.10